This is not a trauma production. Hi, I am Bebe. Nice to meet you. And who am I, you may ask? Well, I am just an everyday all-American subhumanoid bimbo. And I'm here to tell you a dirty, crazy, skanky, and slutty little story. So sit back and relax. Be prepared to laugh, have fun, get horny, and maybe even jack your cock off to the sound of my fucked up tale about horny, legal teenagers, toxic waste, and what happens when those horny, legal teenagers hump their radioactive semen into their classmates, transforming nerdy bitches into legally aged, ass-kicking, subhumanoid bimbos. Sorry I had to specify all that legal shit. Our lawyers insisted. They claim that people are too stupid to get subtext, so I have to spell it out for you. So yeah, don't worry. I'm over 18. And all of the other characters are too, just so you know. How was that, Mr. Hearst? Good. Now, where was I? What's that, dear listener? You don't know what a subhumanoid bimbo is? Don't worry. I'm going to get to it in a second. But first, you need a little exposition. First, a little backstory about me. I'm from this quaint little town called Tromaville, New Jersey. We are the toxic capital of the world. We are number one. We are number one. Despite the fact that the air smells like open ass and our water glows in the dark, I fucking love Tromaville. Without the city's glowing history, I would not be the tentacled and slime-covered sex kitten standing before you today. Yeah, about that. See, I'm not like other girls. That's where the subhumanoid part comes in. That just means, I look a little different compared to your average everyday bimbo. But I promise you, I'm more fun than I look. Do you want to know why I look like this? Well, it all started in anatomy class earlier this year. And a heads up, I was barely recognizable then. It was before I became a subhumanoid bimbo. And I was, in fact, at that time, the nerdiest girl in school. Rewind! Mr. Lloyd, Mr. Lloyd, I know the answer. Oh, come on, pick me, I know you can hear me. You're just ignoring me because I've answered every single one of your other questions and you want someone else to take a turn, but let's face it, everyone in the school is too stupid, okay? The answer's D. Oh, shut up, you. Well, it would be obvious to anyone who actually did their homework. Oh, screw you guys. None of you know what you're talking about. Mr. Lloyd, can you, like, handle these bozos? Come on. And that was me, before I became a subhumanoid bimbo. I'm a little embarrassed, to be honest. I mean, well, just be thankful you don't have to look at her. Me. Whatever. I didn't even wear lipstick back then. Ugh. Oh, shut up, you guys. It's not my fault that none of you are smart enough to do your homework. Ouch! Fuck! Who threw that? Mr. Lloyd? That cretin over there just hit me in the head with a paper ball! With a rock in it! No, the other cretin. The one next to him. The big one. No, it was Axel. Axel did it, sir. Look at it. It's the size of a golf ball. If you didn't put it in there, how did it get into the paper ball, you dipshit? Mr. Lloyd, Ha! Serves you right, Cretan. Tell the principal hello for me. Yeah, well, I might be the teacher's pet, but you're still too stupid to do your homework. Now, you heard Mr. Lloyd. Get out of here before this ends up on your permanent record. Huh? The afternoon Cretans only a month ago were the Trumaville High School Honor Society. Well, that is before the toxic waste from the nearby power plant had leaked into our drinking water. It turned the school's most bullied club into the biggest, meanest punk street gang that you have ever seen in your, like, whole life. 1 minute, they were all filling up their water bottles at the water fountain, minding their own businesses, and then all of a sudden, they just went crazy right before our eyes. Just, like, instant, like, bullies, but we didn't notice the physical change until the next day, when the entire Honor Society showed up painted up like evil clowns and wearing leather vests with the word Cretan on them. And they were all like bigger, bulkier, stronger. It was crazy. The leader's name is Axel. He's the jerk who has given me trouble in class. Before they drank the contaminated water, Axel was this nerdy, quiet type who read a lot and mostly kept to himself. It is amazing what a little toxic spill can do to a guy's body, though. The chemicals must have triggered a growth spurt or something, because that man is huge now. He looks like if Nathan Explosion and the Toxic Avenger had an evil baby who grew up to be a teenage movie trope. His best friend is Moose Knuckle. Yeah, Moose Knuckle. What kind of name is that? He used to be the school's chess champion before he got kicked out of the club. Now he's a drug-pushing sideshow freak with a bad attitude. He's known at Troma High for 3 reasons. His radioactive weed, which he sells at a stupid markup. His weird tattoos, which, like, glow in the dark from the radiation contamination. And 3, his humongous penis. There's a funny story, too, about Moose Knuckle and his penis that you should hear, just to get an idea what kind of person he is. Moose Knuckle used to spend his entire high school career hiding in the showers like a plague. Like, the other boys noticed and was wondering why he always took his towel with him when they were all showering together. That was when they, like, ripped the towel off, and they saw his itty-bitty wee-wee. Like, we're talking micro penis levels here. The story got out and he was a laughingstock. He hid in shame until the day he was contaminated. That was when Moose Knuckle went through what I can only call a chemically induced puberty. To show off his new width and girth, so to speak, the boy had stolen all of his mom's LaLaRue leggings just to exhibit his giant package. I mean, who could blame him? It was a masterpiece. But then the cocky bastard started showing it to everyone and anyone he could, which was a problem. The girls were so mad about it, but the teachers were useless. It was one of those things where they have to, like, see it to believe it sort of thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is a magnificent penis, but that's just not how girls work. We can't just have a great-looking cock flashed at us randomly. We have to, like, want to see it, you know, or, like, the greatest cock in the world just turns into an annoying prick. Nobody got time for that. You know, if he had just asked nicely, I'm sure a lot of us bimbos in this school would have been, like, all over it. In fact, you know, he'd still be alive right now if he had just asked, but we're not there yet in the story. Spoilers! There's also Ashtray, Axel's girlfriend / former health teacher. She's a chain-smoking, switchblade-wielding, gothic bimbo, and is just as mentally fucked up as her boyfriend. Like, Ashtray also has this, like, weird tendency to eat cigarette butts off the ground. I don't know what Axel sees in that skink, but yeah. I mean, they're both pieces of shit, but I don't know, like, I think Ashtray is somehow a bigger piece of shit than Axel, and that is saying something. Next up is Cockroach. He's a literal cockroach furry. Like, rubber antenna on his head and everything. If you don't know what that is, go look up the furry tag on Gone Wild Audio. This ain't my sort of audio, my dudes. I'm a bit of a slut and a whore myself, but come on, even a bimbo has limits. There are, like, four others, but to be honest, they're just, like, filler cretins, and I'm sure you get the idea either way. No need to drone your ear off about everyone at this school, am I right? Hey, bimbo, when are you getting back to me? In a minute. How much exposition do these people really need, anyway? Fine, I'm getting to you now. Are you happy?
I'm never happy, but it's a start.
So after I managed to get Axel sent to the principal's office, I went on about my day, completely unaware of what the cretins had planned for me. Little did I know that when I went into the ladies' room to powder my nose, I had cretins hot on my tail, getting ready to attack me at my most vulnerable. The breakfast of champions. Better than sex. Who's there? Hey, I can hear you. Who's out there? Axel? Axel, is that you? No. No. Go away. Go away, please. Please, Axel, I'm not gonna scream. I'm not gonna scream. Please let me go. I'm sorry I was so rude to you earlier. Please let me go, Axel, please. Please let me go. Tell them to let me go. All of you need to go. Please. Don't touch me there. Ugh, cockroach, stop. No. Please don't hurt me. Hey, that's mine. It must have fallen out of my pocket. Yes, it's exactly what it looks like. That's my coke. And I'll fucking kill you if you... Stop. What are you doing? Don't do it. No, no, not all of it. Don't do all of it. No. No, stop. What the fuck? Come on. No. That's not fair. Why did you do it all? What do you mean by that? Axel, you don't have anything I want. I know you're not going to replace $100 worth of coke. So what are you assholes actually offering? No. No, I'm not interested. Fuck your atomic high bullshit. I don't want your weed. I don't even smoke this stuff. I use uppers to maximize my study potential. Weed just makes you a slacker. It makes yous. I'm not interested in being one of you. Hard pass. No, don't do that. What are you doing? Oh, no. No. No, 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 no. Let go of me. No. No, I don't want it. You can't make me smoke it, please. No. No. What's a shotgun? Me and forgot to exhale first. Ugh, disgusting. What did you put in that weed? I feel so weird. No, don't touch me, Axel. No. No. Make them let me go. Please. What's an aphrodisiac? No, I've never heard of that before. Stop that. Stop it. No, shut up. You're wrong. Stop touching me, please. Please, you can't treat me like this. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Stop. Don't tear my underwear. Those are my favorites. I'll take them off if you want me to, but no. Don't. What are you doing? Fuck. I can't believe you're doing that. Axel, fuck. I didn't ask for this. I don't want this. No, not you two. No. Get your hands off me, cockroach. Fuck you. Stop touching my tits. Please stop. No. No. No, stop. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it feels good. I didn't ask for this. Please let me go. I feel sick. I feel so sick, please. What was in that joint? Cockroach, stop kissing on me, please. Stop. Stop. No, 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 don't go lower. Don't go lower. No, 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 no. No. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. Please stop. I don't understand why my body's doing this. My brain doesn't want it. I'm screaming in my head to stop, but my body just... Axel, I want you to do it. Push. Cockroach aside, I don't want him to do that. I want you to do it. You know what it is. I don't want to say what it is. Mm-mm. Oh no, please. Axel, I want you to eat my pussy. Please. Please. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just push him aside. Just you. Okay? Oh, you're doing things to me. Weird things. I can't control my body. I can't control how my body responds to it. Just you, Axel, please. I'll do whatever you want. Just don't let the other cretins have me, okay? Just you. Do you promise? Yeah. Oh yeah, don't stop. Keep licking me. Yeah, I don't mind if they watch. They just can't touch me. Only you. Promise. Oh yeah. Yeah, that feels really good, Axel. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh my god. You wanna fuck me? Okay. Yeah. Oh wow. Wow, that's massive. If you think that is gonna fit inside me, you're... Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Axel. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God. So big, it fucking hurts. Oh, but don't slow down. Keep fucking me, please. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. Stop looking at me like that. He's freaking me out. Axel, tell him to stop staring at me. Oh.
Only you promise. Promise only you. Please promise. Yeah, come with me. What are you doing, Axel? What? No. 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 You haven't earned it, you piece of shit. Just fuck, no, fuck, no, fuck. Oh, and let me guess. You're next, aren't you? Mm. I can't take you. You're too big. I can feel you tearing me. Please, please, please. I'll do anything you ask. I'll do whatever you want. I'll suck your cock. I just can't. I can't take this. I can't. Please don't make me. Oh, don't make me do it. Please. No, no, don't open the door. Don't open the door. I don't want anyone to see what you're doing to me, please. I don't want anyone to know. I don't want anyone to know. Okay. Okay. Don't. Axel, I'm gonna kill you for this. You promise. You promise. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Ashtray, don't. No. I don't want to let your cat, please. No. Doing cockroach, are you taking a selfie right now? Oh, go fuck yourself. No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Just let me go. Just let me go. I won't tell anyone this happened. I fucking swear. Please.
I ran all the way home and played hooky for the rest of the school day. It ruined my perfect attendance record in the process, but I didn't give a damn anymore. I just know that I just knew that I needed to go home, and I didn't care what the consequences were. Immediately after getting back to my parents' house, I found myself running a bubble bath. Frankly, I could still smell the cretins on me, and I needed to wash it off, or I feared that I might go crazy. Oddly enough, though, rewind. For once, a hot bath didn't calm me down. Usually does, but not this time. No, it completely confused my senses. I can't explain it. It's like someone had shaken me so hard that I had forgotten all sense of reason or reality. It was like I was feeding something that was growing stronger inside of me by the second. It was like there was this grand surge of power starting in my skin and was quickly working its way through every atom of my body. But something else was happening too. My pussy, it was needy. Fuck, how do I even describe this? It was more than being horny. It was like everything in my body was screaming, I'm incomplete without another body pressed against me. Man, woman, human, mineral. I didn't care anymore. I don't remember ever being this horny before. Before this, or after this moment. All I know is I could not stop myself. I had to touch my pussy, or I would go absolutely insane. Even though I had drained the tub, I didn't have the strength to get out. Not until I had finished what I started. I laid there in that empty tub, exploring my body. I touched myself all over, every single one of my nerves, each and every one of them felt like it was on fire. I couldn't take it anymore. Even after washing my body thoroughly, desperate to get every single sign of the cretins off of my skin, I failed. I could still smell them in me. Every time I opened my legs, I could smell those cretins inside me. It drove me insane. It drove me wild. I didn't know what to do with myself. All I knew was I had to touch myself. And I had to come. Mm-hmm.
was furious at the violation I had only just experienced. Oh, I didn't know what to do. So I decided to cave in to my baser urges.
Sounds fun. What do you want me to do?
You know what I like. Just talk to me. Anything. I don't care. Help me. Please.
You want to come, you little whore? Come for me. Fucking slut. You fucking whore. Spread those legs. Show me everything you've got. Such a pretty little girl. So wet. So juicy. So ready. You want another cock in there, don't you? I bet you do. Dirty little girl. Keep going. You pretty little slut. Fuck, you're a pretty little slut. What'd you think of that? That was fun. That was hot. And just like a dumbass, I had fallen asleep right there in the tub, post-bath, completely unaware the upcoming events that were about to unfold. Little did I know of the chemical contaminated semen that was invading my pussy. Nor could I have known about the cretin's weed and its effect on human DNA. All I knew was that my body was too tired to get out of that damn tub. When I woke up the next morning, I was still in that tub, and nothing could have prepared me for what was going to happen next. Where am I? Now I remember. What's wrong with my voice? I sound so sexy. My hands, my arms, tentacles. My face feels weird. I need to get to the mirror. Oh shit! What did those assholes do to me? What kind of STD is this shit? I'm slimy.
And what the fuck? Can't believe I have tentacles. It's just I have fucking tentacles now. I had mutated into something entirely new. I was a big slimy monster, and I had suddenly manifested 8 long, sticky tentacles. However, despite everything, I was still feeling strangely sexy. Like, a million emotions rushed through me as I looked in the mirror. Scared, angry, impressed, and dare I say, a little turned on. I mean, fuck. I was cute. Despite the whole monster thing. I don't know what it was. My tits were bigger, my ass was rounder, my lips fuller. I had it going on. I still do, if I'm being perfectly honest. All the same, I was furious. I mean, it wasn't like I had a say in my transformation. I was murderous, even. Overwhelmed with the desperate need to punish the Cretans for what they had done to me. Not just me, but others, you know. I googled toxic mutations and discovered that the drive to kill evil was caused by a chemical compound called tromotons, which, you know, had both mutated me and instilled in me the desperate need to defeat evil. So yeah, clearly the Cretans were setting off my bat signal. Like, my sexiness aside, I thought that I looked like the scariest monster that ever lived before. But when I arrived at school the next day, the male students, and even the staff, seemed to have a whole different point of view. The boys in my school, and even several of the male teachers, couldn't stop staring at me like I was the hottest woman on the planet. Several dudes kept coming up and trying to chat me up while I was on the hunt, but I had vengeance on my mind, and only vengeance. There wasn't going to be a time for loving until after I've piled up the Cretans' corpses one on top of the other, and I burned them in a massive funeral pyre of gasoline and retribution. And then, and only then, would I be ready to even begin to think of anything else. When I finally found Cockroach, he and 3 of the rando Cretans were harassing a freshman outside of the ladies' room. I knew what I had to do. My instincts to kill really began to kick in. And everything else that happened, well, it just sort of felt right. Leave that girl alone now, assholes. Yeah, you. Why don't you come over here and pick on someone your own size, Cockroach? Like me. What? You don't recognize your handiwork? You fucking made me like this. Yes, you. I'm Bebe. Run away, little freshman. Now. And don't look back. You won't be able to unsee the carnage. I promise you. You really, really don't want to watch this. Smart move, kid. Now, back to you, Cretan. I am not going to let you hurt anyone else ever again. This ends here. This ends now. Cockroach, eat tentacle! Yeah, scatter, all of you. One cockroach down, an entire nest left to go. When I yeeted Cockroach over the stairwell's banister with my monstrous tentacles, effectively killing the bastard, the rest of the Cretans ran for it. scattering in different directions. Meh. They were just peon cretins anyway. I didn't care about them. I was aiming for much bigger fish. Come out, wherever you are. I'm coming for you, cretins. You can't hide. I'm gonna get you. Students and faculty were staring at me in horror as I searched for my prey. But nobody lifted a finger to stop me. I'm sure word got out by then about who my target was, and it was clear that the people of Tromaville wanted them gone, just as bad as I did. Even the security guards had their backs turned. They can't stop what they can't see, I guess. Well, well, well. If it ain't Ashtray and Moose Knuckle making out in the boys' locker room. Aww, is Axel not man enough for you? Yeah, prove it, bitch. Was that all you've got? The both of you? Oh, you're so weak, so fucking stupid. I have tentacles, you cunt, and look. I can bench press Moose Knuckle with just one tentacle. Man, toxic waste does a body good. Now I'm going to treat you both the way you treat others. Ever take it in the ass, Moose Knuckle? Ow!
Snuggle. Oh.
Not such a big man, are you, huh? You need help from Ashtray to hold me down, because you're not man enough to do it all by yourself. You're weak as fuck, because it takes both of you to take me out. Go off my tentacles, you whore. Get off me. Oh my god, you're getting bigger. Fuck, I can feel it getting bigger. It hurts, please. No, don't sit on my face, you fucking slut. No, fuck you.
While I was knocked out, I think those dildos drugged me with some of their crazy ass atomic high weed. Like, even while being fucked silly and my face being ridden like a pony against my will, I couldn't move a single tentacle. None of us knew, but in the shadows waiting, watching, was a certain cretin with a lot of questions. He had followed me here, but had hidden when he realized what we were walking into. I guess all Axel needed further proof of his girlfriend's infidelity or something. I don't know. I was the first to see him, but I didn't say a word. Not that I would have been able to with Ashtray's cunt in my mouth. Axel had this look in his eyes that told me that, at least for the moment, I was no longer his target. All I could do was pretend that I didn't know of the utter fiasco that was about to go down in mere seconds. Oh, snap. Shit's about to get real. And for our main event, a three-way battle royale between a trio of jackasses. It's a fight to the death, ladies and gentlemen, guaranteed to be a real slobber knocker. Get your popcorn, people. Shit's about to get real, real quick. Damn, right in the nose. Ashtray isn't even allowed to trash talk. Axel goes in with a solid punch right to the schnoz of his philandering female. Out with the old boyfriend and in with the new. Moose Knuckle uses his cock like a giant club and defends his lady not so fair with a few quick blows across Axel's face. He's been dick slapped. Dick slapped, I tell ya. Shit, it looks like there's life in Ashtray after all. The skanky slut has gotten up and is rearing up, getting ready to put a steel chair through the back of Axel's brain. Where did she even get a steel chair? Oh, denied. He dodged. The chair landed directly on Moose Knuckle's giant penis. Oh, God, the humanity. Oh, R.I.P., you magnificent penis. You deserved better than the cretin you grew on. Oh, fuck. Ashtray is pinned to the ground. Axel is pulling up her skirts and right in the pussy. He's fucking her right now. His hands are around her throat and he's saying the most horrible, fucked up things into her ear. And I quote, "I can't even feel you now that he's been inside you." That's cold, man. You ain't even gotta go that hard, dude, and that's coming from me. It wasn't even pointed at me, and I felt that burn. Oof. Axel has her by the hair now, and Ashtray is crying. Tears are pouring down her face as she sobs and begs for mercy. Spoiler alert, though, people, I don't think he's going to stop. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the big brute is gonna keep going until he gets his fill of that tight little cunt of hers. Meanwhile, her man is in pain shock, on the ground due to his penis injury. And she is just begging for anyone, even me, for help. The bitch, though, is truly on her own. Fuck. I feel kind of bad watching this, but I'm kind of turned on, too. Sorry, Ashtray. I'm not only not going to save you, but oh, sorry. I'm just, turned on by your tears. You are a disgusting piece of shit, and you deserve this. You deserve being treated exactly the way you treat others. How does it feel to be the weak one now, bitch? What? You like me watching, Axel? Well, this isn't for you, shithead. Oh no, I couldn't. I'm supposed to be the hero in this story, and I'm already pushing the line. Huh? What do you mean, Axel? Well, I suppose you're right. After all, we don't need any Chekhov's tentacles in this audio. Mentioning them alone is promise that they'll surely end up in a bimbo's ass. So let's not disappoint, shall we? Oh, you like that, Ashtray? You like that tentacle in your ass? Oh, take it slow. This is for all the bullshit you put me through. Oh, that feels good. I guess I can feel pleasure when my tentacles are stimulated. How interesting. Fuck. That feels amazing. Do you like that? Shut up, bitch. I don't care if you like it. Your screaming tells me everything I want to know. Yes. Cry for me, whore. Cry, you stupid fucking slut. Yeah,
I bet it does hurt. You're still gonna take it like a slut, though, aren't you? Aren't you, bitch? Beg me to stop, Ashtray. Beg me to stop tentacle raping you. Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You really need to convince me. Or I'm gonna... Ooh. Yeah. Beg for me. Oh. Oh, yeah. No, I think you want it in your pussy too. Don't you? Your pussy is so wet. I know you want it. Oh no, I think you're asking for it right now. I'm gonna double penetrate you, bitch. Yeah, one in the asshole, one in the cunt. Yeah, you're so tight. I don't know what your little boyfriend was talking about. Oh, feels good to me. I feel like I might tear you apart with these giant, thick tentacles, you little slut. Oh, I'm gonna get you to loosen up a little bit more before I... Oh, yeah? Before I add more? Oh, I felt you tense up around me when I said that. Scared you, didn't it? Good. Be scared. Be scared, you fucking cunt. Yeah, suck on this. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, suck the tentacle. Yeah. Yeah, three holes, huh? Fucking even three holes, you fucking whore. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, Ashtray, you fucking whore. Yeah, take it. Take my fucking tentacles. Yeah. Oh, shut up, Axel. This has nothing to do with you. Ashtray, you didn't like it. Well, I thought you would, being how much you love to take cock. Huh? What's that, Axel? Well, I say we kill the bitch, and you and I have a little old-fashioned fight to the death. What do you say? Oh, well, in that case, you're really gonna hate me here in a second. Well, because... Oh, Axel. That was the dumbest thing you have ever said in your entire life. Well, let's do this. Winner takes your life. Ah! Ha! 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 What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Mr. Lloyd? Well, I didn't expect this, that's all. I mean, well, yeah, thank you, sir. I mean, of course, thank you for helping.
I didn't expect help, that's all. And, well, I mean, I had him. Oh, yeah, I did. I totally had him. I was about to take him out on my own. Like, I don't... But... I don't know why you say that. I was clearly gonna beat him. Well, you're wrong. I mean, no, I wasn't gonna fail. No, I didn't need your help. And that is how I became a subhumanoid bimbo. After everything was said and done, I ended up being the most popular girl in school, too. Word got out that I had magical tentacles that could make them feel good, and, well, legal teens from all over the state came to have a good old toxic time with yours truly. Oh, let's just say, right now, life is very, very good in Dromaville. Well, that's it. Not really a whole lot left to say, except for... Good night, Tromaville. Good night. This was not a Troma production.